The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's send it.
A little birdie told us it was Friday, and we couldn't be more excited.
Yes.
Welcome to the show, you guys. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy.
Yeah, for
80
sure.
degrees for the high today. We'll take it. Going to be plenty of sunshine. So, Breezy, you got to stop talking about your personal issues in front of the men.
Oh, my God.
At work.
How dare I make men feel uncomfortable by simply just existing? It's so classic, is it not?
You know, I got to be honest. As long as we've worked together and the closer we've gotten, I don't think there's anything at this point that you've said or done that's been disturbing to me. Or made me uncomfortable.
Really? That's shocking.
I don't think so. Oh, well. No, there's been a couple things.
I was going to say, there's definitely been a thing or two that is slightly questionable.
Yeah, months back. I mean, you pissed your pants in the studio. There's that.
That was not a one-time thing.
No, it wasn't.
Derek goes, we're going to need to get stain remover for the chair. I was having issues. Everything's fixed now.
Not to get in too much
public
detail.
Public floor PT.
People are eating their oatmeal.
I know. Sorry if you are, you know, eating your gorgeous, nutritious-filled breakfast this morning, and if this makes you uncomfortable, that's a you problem.
Break down what happened yesterday.
So yesterday was the day, you know what I mean? And it came and it went, and things happened yesterday right early at the start of the show. And I went to the bathroom. I discovered something. Without saying so many things, It was my time of the month.
Sure.
Okay? Yeah. And that is something that every woman experienced differently.
Sure.
Some women don't even really aren't fazed by it. Others are sick for 3 days. You know what I mean?
Full transparency, I had two text messages yesterday that came in that had asked me if it was that time for you yesterday.
Who's asking you that?
Well, you were a little aggressive during the "there I said it" break.
What did I say?
You're just going off the rails.
But that's what I'm paid to do. That's
I know,
what I'm
but
going to do.
You can. The energy coming off of you yesterday, you can cut it with a knife. I was like, eesh, I better get out of here at 10 o'clock.
I literally don't care. So, I go and I make the grisly discovery.
Yeah,
and it's annoying because it just seems like every single time I have a trip planned, this happens. Charleston, going camping this weekend.
Oh, that's right.
And I have to be in an outhouse with a fistful of tampons? Why?
Breezy's going to a nudist colony this weekend in Ithaca.
I'm like, oh my God.
Oh,
so I go down the... So I'm in a pinch because I'm pretty regular, right? But I didn't have anything on me. And God forbid this company supplies the women who work here the essentials they need to survive.
Wait, you don't have those in the bathroom?
No!
Really? You should.
Not in the budget.
By the way, this is coming from the same girl who used coffee filters
to it's wipe for about 6 months.
It's toilet paper.
I'm like, hey, Shannon, can we get toilet paper? She's like, things are tight all over. I'm like, that's fine. I'll drip dry. You're so good. You're so right. We should pinch pennies wherever we can.
I'll drip dry.
No, fully. So I was like, okay, great. So I hit the panic button and I'm like, what am I going to do? Like, this is not good. Like, I don't want to bleed out onto the chair.
Let's keep the details to a minimum.
Yeah, for sure. You're right.
If we can.
So I go into the rock station down the hall, WCMF, and I'm very close with the one and only female in that station or room or show, whatever you want to call it, Kimmy. She's the best.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's like one of the closest people to me here. We're only like 4 or 5 years apart. She actually like hired me on as an intern. And I go in and I was like, Kimmy, do you have a tampon? And I said it in front of Tommy, yeah, who's like 70 years old, I think. He's
not yet, but close.
Yeah, so give or take. I'm rounding. And his face just goes white. He's like, I wish I kept talking. I'm severely uncomfortable right now. And I was like, okay, sorry. Like,
you could care less.
Sorry. Kimmy's like, sorry, I don't. And I was like, that's fine. I'll just bleed out. And Tommy was like, I'm going to go. Like, I'm so uncomfortable right now. Now he's freezing. And Tommy's very quick. He's a comedian. He's very,
right,
very much
it's very
on
hard
it.
To throw him off the rails.
He was
it's very
thrown.
Hard. But the thing about you, though, is that when you know,
don't care.
It's not that you don't care. It's
and
that when
care.
You know somebody's uncomfortable, you will definitely make it a point to go out of your way to make them even more uncomfortable.
I'll double down.
You'll double down.
I always do.
Of course.
I have to. You have to commit to the bit. It's not like you're going to be like, oh, I'm sorry. No, I don't care. No, I will continue to live my life. So Duffy comes in after the show and he's like, you really made Tommy severely uncomfortable. I was like, great.
I love it.
Welcome to just living as a woman. He's like, we're going to talk about this tomorrow. Can we talk about it? And I was like, not if I talk about it first.
Right.
So.
Oh, wait. So they're going to do it at 7:40?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know when they're doing it. I know they're doing it because Tommy, I'm sure, lost sleep over it last night.
I'm sure he did.
But it poses a bigger question.
By the way, I walked in there this morning to say good morning, and Tommy looked at me. He goes, is Breezy okay? I go, I haven't seen her yet this morning. As far as I know, why? Do you know something I don't know?
No, that's the thing. It's like these older men who maybe like don't have daughters or just like don't know life. They'll think like if it's that time of month for you, you're probably gonna die. Like that's just kind of what they think. Which I mean, to be fair, they're not that far off. It's not.
No, I've never been uncomfortable with like my. You know, I've had girlfriends ask me like, "Can you go pick me up?"
Yeah,
and I was like, "Yeah," but I mean, I'm standing in the aisle right now, and there's 30 different flavors. Do you want vanilla? Do you want patchouli? Do you want extra absorbent?
Like, you're
I don't
in a
know.
Different what, realm.
What, do you have anything that, is there an iPhone app that you can hook? I don't know. But there's so many options.
I think.
Do you want one for speed or comfort?
I think one of the biggest, and I don't want to keep boasting about my girlfriend. It's not, we're not really talking about that right now, but I ran out last night because I was bleeding out. And she was like, it was 10:30 at night. And I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. She's like, what? You don't have anything? I'm like, I don't.
Explain to me how you went all day knowing this and you waited until 10:30 at night. This is what
I'm an idiot. I don't know.
This is what I don't get about you.
I don't know.
You know what you have
not
to
prepared,
do.
Not prepared, ever. Okay?
Like, that should have been your first priority when you left here.
I know, but instead I was going 3 hours away to get an end table. we'll get to that later. But
unbelievable.
She DoorDashed me the supplies that I needed. And it's like, that is love. You know, I would never in a million years do that myself because I won't pay the fees. But I don't know. It's just so nice. But the bigger question is, I think it's hot.
Is it
and
love?
I think it's manly.
Or does she just not want to sleep next to you?
She's like, we're not sleeping in the Red Sea. I think it's really romantic and a partner really loves you, man, woman. If they're willing to go out and face the uncomfortability of like you at Wegmans with a pack of Playtex Sport
sure.
for your girlfriend, And for you to not throw a stink about that or make a big deal about it, like, I'm freaking out. It's like, you're good. You're fine. Like, just do the thing. But then there's people like Tommy down the hall who's having a stroke. So I don't know.
Yeah, and listen, it's uncomfortable.
But it shouldn't be. I'm the one who's uncomfortable. I'm physically living through it. You don't have to. You hearing about it makes you uncomfortable. You're going to have to figure it out. That's not.
I get it. For some people, though. You know, even for guys, man, it's uncomfortable for some guys to buy condoms and then have to bring them up to the register.
Fair enough.
They're always looking for the self checkout.
Because it's.
And so I, you know,
buying extra small.
Right. I panic. So I always go for, like, do you guys have the quadruple XL? You know?
They're like, sir, no, we're so good. Do you want someone to fit you?
Okay, let's take a break.
It's giving 2020, but here we are. We got to talk about it. Local COVID-19 cases are up, but they're low. So, I mean, they're nowhere where we once were, so that's good. COVID-19 cases are back up locally with classes and schools and universities back in full swing and the holiday season fastly approaching. My best friend just had COVID. My girlfriend just got over COVID. My mom had COVID. So a lot of people in my inner circle have been dealing with this, and I know that.
Did you get it?
No, thank God.
You never
I
got
never
it?
I never got it.
God, I got it twice.
I know. Oh, you mean like in general?
Yeah, did you ever
I thought
get COVID?
You meant like recently. Yes, I've had COVID twice.
Got it.
Yes. No, I know, but I didn't get it from any of these recent situations.
No, right, right.
Just a few years ago, that statement would have caused a lot of people to spiral and send them into a panic. But this year, the coronavirus seems to be grouped again with other common colds, RSV, just the random and basic cold. And it has a lot to do with the number of people who have been getting positive tests and reacting to that news, right? So, way back in the day, 4 years ago, people would get a positive test and they wouldn't leave their house for 2 weeks.
I know.
Now people are getting a positive test. They're maybe not leaving their house for a day. They're masking up if they do go out. Life is not stopping for COVID-19. And I think that's why maybe it's spreading at the rate that it is right now.
I think now we're at a point where we're treating it more like just a common flu.
Correct.
It's so wild to say 4 years ago, you guys.
I know.
That it seems like yesterday.
I know. And like we talk about all the time, the pandemic delay and, you know, years that you lost on your life that you feel like you obviously didn't get to live a normal life for the last, I would say, tops 3 years. So I just want to keep everyone updated. I mean, with people getting back together with schools and colleges and all of that stuff, if you're in a group, you're, you know, more susceptible to any illness, not just COVID-19. But I think we're in a good position where we do have vaccines, we do have boosters, we do have access to testing. Like there was a point in time where you couldn't get your hands on a test anywhere.
Nope.
So, you know, keep those tests in your medicine cabinet. Just be aware of your surroundings. If you are sick, I know it's kind of like a little bit of a throwback moment, but like wear a mask. Like it's not that big of a deal. I mean, not just to protect yourself, but others around you. If you don't care, then you don't care. I mean,
listen,
you
we've can't all really been really people's opinion. No, you can't. We've all been super hateful towards people driving in their car with the windows up, the gloves on, the mask on. And listen, if they're doing it, who knows if they're trying to protect themselves or protect you from them.
Right.
I mean, let's just carry on, shall we?
Correct.
So just keep your eyes open and wash your hands for the love of God. Coming up in just a bit on the show, we wanted to take a couple of minutes and touch on the month of September being Suicide Prevention Month. If you or someone you know is struggling, you are not alone. And we're going to share ways people can help along with resources made available to you right here in Rochester. Coming up next on the show. Stay there. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. It's something that's always so hard to talk about, but so necessary, especially in the month of September, because September is Suicide Prevention Month. I don't think it's something that is talked about enough. I know day in and day out, a lot of us put our blood, sweat, and tears into our job. We deal with stress, family, the constant on the go, and this month, it's important because this is the time where we should take a second to check on a loved one or two.
Yeah.
Put a hand out. Let them know at least if they need someone, hey, you know, you're willing to help. And we're proud to say that our company here at Odyssey has a mental health initiative. It's called I'm Listening. And it's continuing to spread mental health awareness with help from, I mean, actors, artists, medical professionals, and a lot of others during our annual I'm Listening broadcast specials.
And so, not just mental health. I mean, it's in partnership with the American Foundation of Suicide Prevention.
That's right, yeah.
So it's just, you know, it's a deeper level as well and a deeper connection and conversation.
So if you or someone you know want to join the conversation, that's going to be on Wednesday, September 25th at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. right here on 98PXY, and like Breezy said, in partnership with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And, you know, I love this because the program offers help and highlights mental health and but resources for people that they can really use.
Yeah, 100%.
And by the way,
so important.
You know, anyone who is ever going through something and you feel like you have nobody to talk to, I mean, hit us up.
Yeah.
Breezy and I say it, but the difference between us and other people is we do. We actually mean it. We'll sit down with you. Mm-hmm. We'll grab a coffee.
Yeah.
You know, I got no problem making the time. Hi Moose or Breezy on Air, you know, you can send us a direct message on social. We always get back to you. When we'll try and make the time the best we can. But people go through this type of stuff all the time and it's heavy. And I know nobody wants to talk about it, but sometimes the best thing you can do is talk about it.
Yeah.
And you usually my friends, the happiest people in the world, the ones that are constantly making you laugh are the ones that need to be checked on the most.
100%.
Let me get to some phones here real quick. I got a call from, we lost Eric. Let me get to this person. Hi, PXY. Who's this?
Hey, this is Manny.
Manny. Good morning, buddy. What's going on, man?
Oh,
happy Friday.
Happy Friday. It's funny. I see you guys all the time. I saw Moose over at Salinger's the other day.
Oh. I haven't been there in forever.
You were literally just there last week, so...
But that that feels like forever ago.
Sure.
Manny, what's up, man?
Yeah, so I know you guys are talking about heavy stuff this month, mm-hmm. and I just felt compelled to reach out. And first off, I think you guys are doing a great thing.
Thank you, man.
A lot of people struggle out there for sure. The gym has been really helpful, I think, for a lot of people, just having a place to go to, like, get it out. For me and myself, Rockcovery, that's a great place to go.
Yeah.
Certainly, I've been increasing my workouts, and they're really helpful, you know, the body's natural antidepressants and all that stuff.
Yeah, they have such a good thing going over there at Rockcovery. We've worked with them immensely in the past, and they're just really good people.
Right. What's your story, man? Do you have one?
I do actually. I don't share it with too many people because it's, you know, it's not fun to talk about.
Sure.
But anyways, 3 years ago, my fiance was killed in a car accident.
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
2 weeks before we were supposed to be married.
No.
And,
oh, my God.
Yeah, that just, like, rocked my world. Yeah. Her parents and family, they're down in Tampa. My family's and most of my friends are out of state as well. So I was pretty much going at all that alone.
Right. Which can do a lot. I'm sure that was not easy to handle by yourself. You had no support system here?
I mean, if it was out there, I wasn't paying attention to it, certainly.
Right.
That's a thing that can happen. You just kind of, you know, the world goes away and all you see is, you know, your pain.
Yeah.
So, a year to the date when we were supposed to be married, I had bought a gun, and I decided I was going to end it, you know, to be with her, and I got my car, and I parked it on the side of the road at exactly the spot where she lost her life, and I pulled the trigger.
Wow.
And for whatever reason, the gun jammed. It never went off.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, but I think it was Lauren, you know, she was watching over me, and I made her and myself a promise that day, and I decided to go get help. And I just, I think what you guys are doing is really important, because so many people, they're going at it alone, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they don't think anybody can feel that way like they do, and they're surrounded by all these people, but they feel so alone.
Yeah.
And I know it's hard to talk about,
I can't thank you enough for talking about. Manny, I'm not even sure what to say, man. Thank you for opening up.
Yeah,
I mean,
thank you so much.
Oh my God, you got. I'm Breezy, and I have like tears running down our face right now.
Yeah, because I I don't want them to go through that alone, because they don't have to.
Right.
Yeah.
Manny, how are you? How are you now?
I mean, like, I'm fine from, like, okay or whatever, but, like, I do, like, I'm inside the building, you know,
that kind of thing. Yeah.
I'm not, like, waiting outside anymore in that way. So, like, I talk to people, and, like, I guess I'm doing everything to, like, feel my feelings.
You're doing
and
all the right things.
Yeah. Hey, listen, man, we appreciate you so much. I'm so glad you called this morning. And, you know, and to our friends listening, too, if you're in crisis, we want you to know that help is available. You know, you can call or text 988 to reach the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. I mean, people are always standing by, because you are heard, and like the saying goes, it's okay to not be okay. You know, if you, Manny, hey, if you ever want to get together, man, and just hang out and talk, reach out anytime. Thank you so much for the vulnerability this morning. I'm speechless, man. I'm just so touched by your story. It just is proof that so many people are facing a battle others know nothing about, and 100%. You just carry on. So thank you, Manny, for your story this
morning. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, guys, and keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, we'll go to Salinger's. How about that? I'll see you at Salinger's.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay. I'll even go, too, even though I hate that joint. But, yeah, I'll be there.
All right. Hey, Manny, appreciate you, man. I hope you have the best weekend. We'll be in touch, okay? I'm going to put you on hold. I'll get your number, okay?
Yeah.
Stay there, buddy. All right.
See, I mean, like, it's calls like that where it's extremely hard to talk about and share these stories, but it's important too, because hearing Manny's story will make at least one person listening feel so much less alone.
Oh man.
And that is so important.
Yeah. All right. We're going to go blow our nose real quick. Okay. It's PXY Mornings. Again, if you are in crisis, we want you to know help is available. You can call or text 988. And of course, you can reach out to Breezy and myself. You can send us a message to either Hi Moose on Instagram
or Breezy on Air, and DM us, and we will get back to you
at any time. It's PXY Mornings. Be right back.
98 PXY.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.